Nick and I have a funny story about the Dread game.
I don't know.
Oh, wait, no, this isn't the StarCast. Sorry.
This is the Brutal Blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't the StarCast, it's the Brutal Blast!
This is the Idle News Pod Blast for August 13th, 2009, and I'm Chris Remo.
I'm Nick Brecken.
I love how Nick's always got that, like,
I'm Nick Brecken.
How's it going? Who are you? What are you doing here? Get out of my apartment.
Sorry.
And I'm Jake.
And I'm Jake Rodkin. We got a great blast for you tonight,
or whatever this is, this morning.
Yep. Nick and I went and played Brutal Legend.
Yeah. Did you beat it?
We beat it. We beat the whole round of multiplayer.
Oh, you're playing a multiplayer.
We played
playing
a multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yep. Did you play? How many rounds did you play, Nick?
Two.
Two. Yeah. Did you play a co-op one?
No.
Ha, I did.
Nice one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because the I think Nick and I both were somewhat skeptical about the multiplayer in Brutal Legend.
Yeah.
And it's funny because historically speaking, this was actually the first thing anyone knew about Brutal Legend, that it
right.
was a multiplayer strategy game. That was like revealed in job postings 5 years ago or more. Or maybe three or four years ago. I mean, it was definitely the first thing that anyone knew about the game.
Pretty close to Psychonauts coming out, it seems like.
Yeah, right. Mm. Which was 5 years ago at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Or no, I guess it was 4 years ago.
More like
Sorry,
four.
I'm dumb.
Let's keep saying if it was four or five. Four.
And it is. It's actually a multiplayer strategy game. It's almost Pikmin-esque in its structure, which, you know, gives it
I had heard that used as a descriptor for,
yeah,
for a while.
Yeah. And that's bonus points for me, kind of right off the bat.
You're sort of commanding troops around on your battlefield?
I mean, it's the best way, in my opinion, to do strategy on a console, which is...
Pikmin in your eye.
Right. Yeah. It's, to me...
Or right now, just
like,
where your player avatar is also sort of effectively the cursor.
Right.
Yeah.
I think doing an actual abstract cursor is not workable on a console, in my opinion. But I think it makes a lot of sense to have it actually be a character that has his own personal restrictions on movement and mobility. And you know, I think that makes a lot of sense in that framework. And this game does that, and it works pretty well.
Yeah.
Basically, you've got... there's you know, the maps we played anyway, there's a base on each side of a relatively large map, and you've got your character from one of, what, three or four different factions?
Four factions,
and each faction has totally different units and special attributes and things. And you create units at your base, and then you go and essentially capture checkpoints.
Resource points,
right, and then make your way towards the enemy's base and destroy the enemy's base, and then you win. There isn't any, like, base building, per se. It's almost like Dawn of War 2.
You upgrade your base, but you don't...
Right. I mean, it is like Dawn of War in that respect, where you can
structures.
Upgrade things and capture resource points, but you don't build any buildings from scratch.
Yep.
And it's surprisingly fun.
It's pretty
fun. I mean, I don't know if surprisingly is, like... I mean, I don't know entirely what I mean by that, because I don't know how many specific expectations I had.
Right.
But it definitely was a clever, fun game that I really enjoyed playing and would like to play more of pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's got a good mix of that kind of top-down strategy and then just sort of much more direct kind of action game feel. Because you can at any time jump onto or combine with any unit.
Yeah.
I think any unit, right? I mean, it looks like
every unit.
Yeah.
Every
unit in the game you can go up to and press a button and your character
are there non-vehicle units? Yes.
Yes.
And you can in fact there are more non-vehicle
units.
So it's like if there's a dude running around, you can combine with a dude.
Yeah, you can
basically
jump on his back or like
they'll sort of burrow you sometimes or you, like there's a guy with a shovel and he'll just like dig you a hole and then you can just go down to one-on-one action-y stuff.
Yes.
Right.
Those guys. That's cool.
Or at any time you can just jump on the ground yourself and run around.
A lot of the strategy is determining whether to do that and when to run away if you have, because it's a lot easier to
get killed, obviously, on the ground.
Olimar is down, is what you're saying.
Right, exactly. Yes. At any time, you can sprout wings, regardless of which character you are, and just kind of fly away for the most part to safety.
Does the Brutal Legend single-player mechanics or game have all this stuff? It seems like it
Yes, it does, actually.
That's actually really cool. Then.
It is really cool.
Way and to actually, go that game, apparently. I really want to play it now.
Yeah, surprise.
Yeah.
And it definitely seems like the way to go is to play single-player first, because it was a little overwhelming jumping right into this multiplayer game. I mean, it's fairly complex.
I was actually, I mean, again, surprised at how underwhelming, but how not how overwhelmed totally I was. Yeah. I found it fairly
but I mean
to pick up.
I just like I played against someone who knew what they were doing and I just got demolished because what I mean, like they knew basic strategy and things, and I
well, there aren't many paths so much as
right,
it's just
but
the
I
one
mean,
building
by that, but I mean there are
I mean I just don't want to give people the wrong impression that it's I mean, it has some
it's
depth,
not, it's,
but it's
right.
not. It's no, not like whoa, there are upgrade paths. And you got to know build orders, and
no.
It's actually
there's
fairly
no,
straightforward.
There's no tech tree or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Did you
get the impression that there is going to be like? I mean, my only point of reference for this is Pikmin, but Pikmin has very little. There's the only upgrade you can get is like you can have flower on your head that makes you faster, or a red spark on your head which makes you even faster.
Hmm.
But there's the amount of actual strategizing in different ways that you can defeat the other player within a single map is pretty high in that game.
Well, there are multiple tech tiers or three or whatever where you upgrade your main base, but then beyond that you can build specific units from other units.
It's really about
and
knowing.
So there are kind of a couple branches there. They're not branches you choose between. I just mean there are branches in terms of where you can build guys and what types of units you can build from where.
So like a mobile unit can actually just deploy other dudes.
Yeah, and in fact, one of the factions. One of its main advantages is that it has a unit. It can the nuns you've seen from the trailer, the crazy nun demon. Like those, that faction, that unit can actually deploy units anywhere, which is the main advantage of that faction. And so there, there are different sides to the different factions. But it's quite fun.
Yeah. The strategy is really more about knowing exactly what you should be doing at any particular time.
It's knowing
because
when,
like your
when
base,
to push forward.
For example, like, you're not building base structures, but your base has turrets and it has like different spells and things that you can use like while you're sort of commanding your base.
Right.
So if your base is getting attacked and you're also attacking, you have to know whether you should stay with your guys or run back to your base. And then you also have like spells that you like.
Right.
I mean,
you've got a whole
like guitar
rotary wheel.
Yeah,
these
a rotary wheel
spells.
Of like personal
stuff,
like avatar spells.
What is the interface for that stuff? For the guitar? Is it sort
little
of like
a guitar,
wheel?
Little
it's
Guitar a, Hero. The interface is a rotary like a radial menu.
What I mean, that you select the way that you call them up. Is it like
with
the,
a little?
It's like the ocarina
thing.
It's like a quick time event.
It's exactly. It's like the ocarina.
Yeah,
but it's sort of presented with a Guitar Hero aesthetic.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
Which Nick and I were, I think, less than thrilled about, I guess.
It seems sort of unnecessary, but
I mean, I think the reason they put it in there is to take up time.
Yeah.
So that
there's going to be a delay
while you're
because
casting a big, powerful spell, someone else can come and interrupt you by smacking you.
And
in
then
the
if,
head
at
whatever,
that point, you may as well have the player doing something while it's going on, I guess.
Right.
But I don't know.
Well,
it's sort of unnecessary.
Is it actually like the ocarina, or is it that you have to actually hit notes in time with the music?
You have to hit,
have
it
to
in,
hit
time.
Them in time with
like,
the music.
Like the ocarina or the wind waker, you just go... And
you can't
that's
that.
True.
So
no, in this one, it's like
a
rhythm game where you have to... Yeah, you have to actually hit them in
that
rhythm.
Also makes more sense with the sort of in-world narrative of you have to actually like bust out this musically accurate guitar riff.
Right.
That, Sorry, I'm going to get into stupid minutiae that has nothing to do with the game. Because I'm just curious about this stuff. Do those... Is it like mixed interactively with the game? Like when you play those, does it actually beat match with the world music and stuff, or is it just a completely different layer?
Yeah, it's just
right. I was just curious.
No,
I
think that'd be cool.
That was sort of my dream, was that those notes would sort of, if it was somehow able to figure out how to play what sounds like a guitar solo on that music, but it's still also sort of melodically structurally close to the to the same spell. But that would be impossible
because they have to start arbitrarily whenever you go.
Yeah,
And then also.
Oh, since it was...
The tempo changes. The harder they are, the faster the tempo. So any of those has to be able to go at any time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that happens. That's how you cast big, crazy spells. It seemed like there were maps that were more complex than the ones we played.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying there are maps with multiple control points.
Yeah,
and,
that would certainly add a lot of depth to it.
Right,
we played fairly straightforward maps where it was just... There's a, a guy,
two
resource
bases
guys are
point
in
the middle.
And
it definitely seems like the kind of game where, like Pikmin, there will be there will be some fairly viable different, well, that, but also some fairly viable different kind of broad strategies. I mean, the guy
who
runs for the control point immediately.
Yeah.
The guy
there are sort of huge, powerful units that you could sort of rush for if you wanted to.
Right.
So that would be fairly risky because you can take them down and, you know.
Right.
It's, and then you've blown all your resources, but.
It will need to develop a cult following because it's not going to develop.
Yeah, the game isn't going to have
mainstream.
It's unusual.
It's
surprising respect as well.
I mean, the closest metaphor for this game is Pikmin, and that's not one that most people.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah.
So especially in a multiplayer context. So yeah. I mean, it's definitely, I think, going to have maybe a tough time on like Xbox Live or PlayStation Network, just grabbing a certain threshold of players. But it is the kind of thing I could see.
There could be a community forming around this, possibly if it in practice plays out.
Right. And I think it's helped by the fact that it's a single player game that I think's been promoted pretty heavily and a lot of people are probably going to be excited about it. And it seems to connect pretty directly from the single player to the multiplayer in terms of mechanics and gameplay.
That's cool.
I mean, they did say, Eric Robson was saying on Twitter that he's the lead designer of the game. He's also the lead designer of Psychonauts. He was saying they actually started with the multiplayer component first and then developed the single-player game.
That makes total sense. A lot of games do that.
A lot of games do that, but you know,
it's
Tim Schafer game never
has.
It's
weird to have this conversation about a Tim Schafer game.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that will help out to an extent.
Do you know if it's going to support split screen?
Eesh, I'm not sure. Mm. We played with local co-op. I mean, LAN, essentially.
Because I have friends who like this sort of game, but I don't have two Xboxes at my house.
Right.
I would guess not.
Yeah.
If only because of the UI.
It makes sense.
It does fill the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jake, that's a really good point, though, because this does feel like more of a local co-op game where you would... It's the kind of goofy game you'd want to be playing in the same room, yeah. But, you know, we'll see. I was definitely impressed, certainly more so than I guess I expected. I don't really know what I expected, but it was cool.
Yeah.
It was a fun game.
Sweet.
Yep. Brutal Legend. The most brutal of legends. Oh, man, did you guys see the promotional clip they put up?
The Rubik's Cube versus soundtrack? Yeah, that was good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Also, I enjoyed the track listing for the soundtrack.
I know. It's surprisingly huge.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of that was EA and how much of that was already locked in.
I don't know. But it was more or less at least the type of list that I was expecting, both in scope and in general contents for that game.
Right.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, it does have a bunch of original music by Peter McConnell, apparently, which is cool.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Peter McConnell, the composer of Psychonauts and...
Grim Fandango and Full Throttle and Tentacle, right. Yeah.
The non-rock stuff in Full Throttle, yeah.
Yep.
Well, that was a downbeat, brutal cast.
Yeah, that wasn't brutal enough for
what do we have to say about this cast?
Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend, the video game. Thanks for listening to this miniature cast about Brutal Legend.
Thanks.
The video game. I'm going to say again that I think it's weird that you guys just had that conversation about a Tim Schafer game.
I know. It is it is really bizarre.
Also, for what it's worth, I mean, I've wanted to play Brutal Legend forever because I love Tim Schafer and all of his games.
Right.
But now I really want to play it.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You've made me
genuinely interested in checking this game out beyond Tim Schafer made it, and it looks like the game that he has wanted to make for a long time because it's about all of the dorky things that he likes.
Right.
But apparently also...
I'm going to predict that people won't play this mode. I mean,
that's fine, but
I think most people probably won't.
I'll be pretty pessimistic about it, but I think for people who are, you know, kind of open-minded, I think we'll be surprised and happy that, hey, it's worth, you know, actually clicking on multiplayer as opposed to knowing that it's just deathmatch.
The thing that I like about it is all the stuff that you guys just talked about, which does sound interesting to me, and it does sound like there's more complexity to it than what I was expecting from the game, is the single-player game as well.
Hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
In that, I mean, the single player game equally.
They've put out like 40 minutes of gameplay, and I haven't really watched any of it yet. In all honesty, so
I've seen every time I see that game at a press event, and I've seen it at a bunch of press events. They pretty much show the same like first level stuff, which is not that.
Yeah, but like even in that video, that interesting. Doesn't Tim say? Also, the real game is a real game. Like, I've heard that's like after they play the prologue, it's like, also, there's a whole open world game that's really good after this.
Yeah, I mean, there's open world.
Yeah. But I mean, open world is different, though, than like, because, I mean.
Well, I guess this is sort of Large arena strategies.
This is more to do with sort of just the depth of the actual like moment to moment interaction you have, as opposed to whether it's set in a linear level or an open world level.
Yeah.
I didn't expect is how much your character can control essentially. And I wonder how that'll play into single player, because that's really,
that's really interesting. It's been pitched as sort of the shtick of the game that you're this guy who ends up being sort of the weird heavy metal equivalent of a great general.
Yeah.
It's good that the game is all actually about controlling troops and then jumping around in a huge battlefield.
I'm just surprised that it goes as far in that direction, which is cool. I mean, it does make me a lot more curious about the single player game.
Yeah.
So well done, Tim Schafer. Also, it's cool that EA, I mean, I just got to say, it's cool that EA is using Tim Schafer so much in their promotion. I mean, I find it interesting and sort of encouraging that Electronic Arts is latching on so much to the fact that they do have a fairly charismatic, funny person who wrote this game and conceived it and is there to show it off. I mean, I don't remember that being so much the case with Psychonauts, for example, or really LucasArts for that matter either.
I get the feeling that LucasArts had been headed in that direction, but then just like from talking to people who were working in PR and marketing there at the time, like it sounded like the game that Tim was working on after Grimm, like they were
spy thing.
The spy game. It keeps people keep talking about it for some reason, but yeah, like they had been, from what I heard, they'd been like video documenting everything and doing a whole bunch of behind the scenes stuff. But then that game, those people all went and made Double Fine, I guess, before that game was ever announced.
Double Fine has now existed for 9 years.
Yep. Jeez.
That's really weird. They had their 9th birthday recently. I remember relatively not that long ago that it's like, oh man, Tim Schafer's making a video game company.
Yeah, that was 2000.
Yeah, that's a long time ago now.
Yep.
That's weird. Also, they're making their second game.
Yep.
Hopefully the next one doesn't take that long.
Yeah.
That's what they said about Psychonauts.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, well. I guess 4 years versus 5.
So the next one will be in 3.
Yeah, that's not so bad. Brutal Legend. You should probably play it.
In October.
Yes.
October.
Religion, sorry.
Shh.
Thanks.
Wake up!
Jesus Christ.
Stop. All right.
We didn't have to do the date for the main cast.
No, so. I know. And this is the date.
Oh, this is already brutal.
Brutal.
Legend.
Cast.
Yeah, it's a brutal cast.
Get the horse back.
Get the horse back.